This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Seeing Donald Trump increasingly put his arms around people who criticized him, at least during the primary. She is one of them, Betsy DeVos. She had said, I don't think he represents the Republican Party. And that gets us to our next cabinet-level pick, which is, well, not cabinet-level, but ambassador to the U.N., something very important. That one just came out today, Chris, with Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina. What do you think of that selection?
Honestly, I think she's a wonderful pick. She's a first-generation American. Both of her parents immigrated from India, from the Punjab. They are Sikhs. They are very successful. Her father is a PhD. Her mother is a very successful businesswoman. Nikki Haley has been through a good deal of controversy. She's weathered storms. She has angered, in some cases, conservatives and, in a lot of cases, liberals. I think she's got a brilliant future. She's a rising star in American politics, and this will be a great platform for her to show her stuff. I'm looking forward to having her.
Yeah, but Chuck, that is one heck of a job, going before the United Nations that does not largely like the United States. We've got a lot of big issues on our plate, dealing with North Korea, dealing with Russia and Syria. So what is it exactly is she getting herself into?
Well, I think it's going to be a tough job. It's a tough job for any American. And for a Democrat, this gives us absolute heartburn to see a very successful woman of color who's ran a state now get to expose herself to the national level and be working on world events. And you just mark what I say as somebody who's been running campaigns for 25 years is that you haven't heard the last of Nikki Haley, and she would be the worst nightmare for Democrats when she starts to have a national exposure and to run for public office.
Wow, so you both think good idea, giving her the thumbs up.
Well, Chuck Rocha, you know, breaking the glass ceiling there maybe for one Nikki Haley. And a lot of positive things have been said about her. But, you know, in the nature of politics, Scott, you know, with the good comes plenty of bad because, you know, it's like that story I told you about, you know, about the crabs in the box, you know, they're in the San Francisco Bay Area next to Alioto's restaurant. You know, the guy selling the fresh crabs and, you know, and the other guy watching and, you just go, wait a minute. You know, this guy's selling these crabs, doesn't put the lid on the box. Yeah, every once in a while you see a pincher up over the top. The crabs are, you know, the water's right there. The crabs are going to get away. And he says, hey, not to worry. He says, crabs are, they're just like people. The reason they won't get out is one tries to get out, the others reach up and pull them back in. Kind of interesting in looking at crabs, you can see a lot of the same characteristics in humanity acting out of its own, you know, personal interest. And you got a lot of public people in politics, you know, trying to pull everybody back in the box with them, you know, not to be above them, certainly not to go beyond them. And this is a lot of what you see happening, you know, with Donald Trump as well. I mean, you got people being overly critical. I mean, the guy's not even in the Oval Office yet, and it's brutal, huh?
Yeah, he's apparently he's changing all of his policies, and I didn't even know he could have policies yet. I thought this was just the initial stage where you put people in place, and then come the 21st of January, you then, you know, then he can start enacting his policies, and we'll have a better idea of what he intends to do. And I know he's released the video and everything about his first 100 days.
I thought it was a great job, too, by the way. I mean, you know, get out there, talk to the people. And, you know, this way it comes from him. It's not being, you know, reinterpreted by the mainstream media, especially those on the left that are so prejudiced that, you know, if he asks for ketchup, they're going to say, I you know, doggone if he didn't ask for pepper. Oh, I know he asked for pepper, right?
The ketchup packet was made in Mexico, so he's un-American.
Well, whatever they can find, you know, that they can scrutinize and create this adversarial situation. We're talking more with Megan Barth here in just a minute in terms of, you know, Trump's popularity. It has risen, believe it or not, but still there is a number of people, a notable number of people that, you know, of course, they're adversarial. You know, so much for that big question, will you accept the ultimate elected person, you know, right?
Well, it was only Donald that had to accept.
Well, of course.
Everybody else, you know, not me.
And they're just running amok. I mean, and nobody's like, look, stop. You know, you're silly, you know, going through all these gyrations that you're causing. I mean, we have a country at risk here, and we're worried about that my feelings and my safe place is being compromised right now. I think we have bigger issues than that. What do you think? This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 6 after.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is still the goal, right? Getting back on track. More people looks like are thinking that we're heading in the right direction. A little bit of an uptick here. Also, Donald Trump's popularity has ticked up a little bit on this the day after. I trust you had a great Thanksgiving day. It was a great time for family. You know, I didn't hear a whole lot about food fights going on, although there was some contention flying, you know, here and there. You can't help it. You get family members together, and even within the family, it's almost like it's a bit of the Civil War all over again. But this is what we love about this country. As you know, Governor Pence, Vice President-elect Pence, said on Friday at Hamilton, you know, talking to his daughter, says, "Hey, this is what freedom sounds like," and we're hearing the sounds of freedom, no doubt. Megan Barth is with us. Always good to have Megan with us because it is, you know, it's needful. We need her insight. I mean, she's a women's advocate. She is the founder of ReaganBaby.com. And, you know, we really appreciate and are thankful for Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, Megan?
Well, and I'm thankful for you for having me.
Hey.
I've been doing this for a little over a year now, man.
I know. I know. Really. I don't have to think. We may have to, you know, we're almost going steady here or something. I don't know. You know. Hey.
Well, maybe next year we'll actually take the mic together and do that show that we were going to do at the Republican convention. We always have time.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine? I don't know if they can handle this in person. Hey, you guys can't handle it. This is really what it is, you know. But anyway, it looks like more and more of America is starting to handle Donald Trump, according to Rasmussen. Megan, I don't know if you saw this, but his favorable ratings, you know, up to 50% now. You still got 48% being a bit contrarian, but hey, that's just the way it is, and it's no wonder with all the mainstream media has whirled up and that, and you know, and of course, you know, Scott and I were just talking about this too, is that you know, no matter what, you know, no matter what Donald Trump does, they got to find some contrarian point of view. I mean, can he be diplomatic? Can he get along with people? And here he is, you know, he's meeting with, you know, people like Mitt Romney. He's inviting women to be a part of his administration, and for some reason, you know, they find a reason.
Absolutely. And, you know, spending time with my family this weekend, I have a niece now who is 14, and she's getting more and more involved, politically aware. She started high school. And I took her out for a girls' day like I usually do every year, and we were talking, and I was asking her, and she's getting into debates, and so I was asking her if she watched the presidential debates, and she asked me if I voted, and I said, of course, and she says, well, I heard that Donald Trump wants to take away women's voting rights. I looked at her, and I said, where in the heck did you hear that?
Right.
She said, it's cool.
Yeah.
And I said, well, if it doesn't make sense, it's probably not true.
Right.
And so there's just a lot of misinformation and disinformation, and there has been, that has swirled around Donald Trump as well as many in his campaign. it has been generated by not only the left, but it's been carried forward by the media. And when you look across, you know, all of the perspectives, whether they be the unfavorability rating or you look at the Rasmussen poll, you see that the ticks, you know, like you said, are going up, where he's becoming more and more favorable. And I believe it's because he's been going around the press, and he's been using social media like YouTube and Twitter in order to directly speak to the American people. And this was, I think, one of his greatest accomplishments as a campaigner and as a contender for the highest office in the land, is that he used social media like no other. Barack Obama had a very strong, you know, social media kind of iconography going on, but he necessarily didn't speak or communicate to the public through YouTube, through Twitter. Donald Trump has done this quite successfully and uniquely, and I think that is what the American people like, especially these YouTube videos. You see how many times they're being viewed, and the press is just going absolutely insane that they aren't the messengers of the president-elect. And they have, you know, quite vocally complained about this. But what do they expect? You know, between the DNC and the press, as well as other Republicans like the Never Trumpers, Donald Trump was under constant assault. And basically, these saboteurs of his campaign, the press specifically, are now wondering why he doesn't trust them. Well, the American people don't trust them.
Exactly.
And so the deal maker, you know, the Art of the Deal author, Donald Trump, closed the biggest deal and negotiated that biggest deal with the American people, utilizing this social platform, as well as not being politically correct and saying exactly what people were thinking or wanted to hear, especially when it comes to politics.
Well,
he was the typical politician, and
the way you laid this out, Megan, and I hope people are really connecting with this, because first of all, you know, Donald Trump did something that politicians could only hope they do, and that is he connected. He was relevant to them, and more so than you know, even Barack Obama, with all his charm. And as my old mentor used to say, Bill, you know, charm can go a long way, but at the end of the day, there still has to be a bottom line to it. You know, what have you done with your charm? And, you know, with Barack Obama, with all his charm, I mean, his legacy will be measured based on what he's been able to accomplish, regardless of what he has, you know, insisted in telling us that unemployment is so much better, the rate is so much better. We know that's a farce. Because they've jury-rigged the system and come up with, you know, people don't even pay attention to those numbers anymore. You know, so I don't even know why they report them, you know, and say, oh, they're 4.9%. Really? I mean, come on. All it does is it perpetrates the lie and you lose credibility. And this is what's happened with the mainstream media. They have been misrepresenting things so long. So, you know, the forgotten man and woman says it doesn't matter anyway. I mean, look what's going to happen and look what's already happening. The trend for new subscriptions to, you know, newspapers and outlets and ratings of, you know, the primary networks. They're all falling off because people are fed up with the lies and the misrepresentation. That's not, we need a media that is going to be honest and truthful. But like you say, they're all upset because they're not the kingmakers. You know, they didn't make Donald Trump.
Right. They're no longer providing the filter that they have been accustomed to providing. They're no longer the mouthpieces of President-elect. Barack Obama had a very kind and loving press. I mean, we had a press when we saw at the, even at the Democrat debate that was here in Vegas. I went and saw Sanders and Hillary Clinton. And you had the people in the press jumping up and clapping. They aren't supposed to be their cheerleaders. The press
right.
is supposed to be the guardians of the truth and work on behalf of the American people by finding, reporting, and fighting and reporting the truth.
I'll tell you, if they don't, they're going to be so irrelevant Megan, and they will continue to lose relevance to such a degree that, watch what happens. They start folding because the people are seeing through it all. They've had it with it. They want to know who they can go to and who they can count on, who's going to, on their behalf, pursue the truth, whatever it is that we perceive the truth to be, but pursue it and, do the best they can because the people can't handle the truth. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for loving me. Yeah.
Happy day after to you. Today is, of course, Black Friday across America. It started in some cases very late last night, early in the morning, to get it going. Why not let the races begin? Consumers, start your engines and get ready to go. Megan, have you gone through the Black Friday experience? I guess everybody has to do it once or twice in their life, right?
Yeah, I don't like crowds, and so I do a lot of my Black Friday shopping online, and I do it Thanksgiving night after dinner when I'm lying around stuffed with tryptophan.
Yes, exactly, in semi-comatose. But, you know, I was talking to somebody else earlier to me, you know, speaking of which, and, of course, this is National Leftovers Day as well, you know, it's just something about this day after. But to me, that's what I love about Thanksgiving is the day after. You know, the cold turkey sandwiches, football, I mean, hey, you know, it's all good.
It's great. It's a wonderful tradition, and so many blessings and so many thanks to give this year. I do believe that we really dodged a socialist bullet by electing Donald Trump, and I do believe that this creeping Marxism that we've been subjected to over really truly decades, but especially overblown with the Barack Obama administration, I think we've set them back at least a couple decades.
Well, you know, and Megan, what I am seeing is that people have allowed, as you refer to it, this creeping socialism and Marxism coming into America, because they don't even understand the standard. You know, when we talk about how our constitutional rights have been impinged upon, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, I'm talking to an attorney and somebody who went through law school, and he's telling me, he goes, look, he's got his doctorate and everything. He's going, you know, we went to law school, and you'd be surprised how many people had never read the U.S. Constitution, and they're attorneys. And I said, wow, that's, you know, so if people who are aspiring to defend the Constitution haven't read the Constitution, and we the people, which is the foundation and the basis of the whole contract and the agreement and the manifesto here, and we're not reading it, well, no kidding, we're going to lose our rights and privileges because we're sleeping on the job. We're missing in action.
Right. We haven't really had a defender of the Constitution in quite some time. And what has happened is, and this is where the Democrats really exceed, especially in the last 8 years of power, there's been so much lawlessness, and there has been so much executive authority by Barack Obama, who has used the branches of the federal government as weapons against the American people, whether it's the IRS, whether it's the DOJ, the EPA, et cetera. And this type of behavior is, they try to mainstream it, meaning that, oh, a 1% GDP, like the economy, for example. They try to mainstream this misery of a 1% GDP.
Right.
They try to mainstream their actions that are lawlessness into actions that are for the good of the American people. Mm. And this is what Democrats do. You know, it's interesting that we haven't had a misery index in quite some time. Remember the misery index?
Yes, right, exactly, with Bush.
That was talked about every day during the Reagan administration and every day during the Bush administration. We haven't even heard about the Misery Index or the CCI, the Consumer Confidence Index.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just another way of the Democrats being protected by the press, whereby the misery of the American people were really only seen at the polls because if it honestly weren't for Barack Obama voters, and I'm talking about the Rust Belt voters, the ones that Hillary Clinton lost. If it wasn't for them voting for Donald Trump, we might have a very different outcome in the Electoral College. So it was these types of voters that were impacted by this type of weaponry through the EPA, these Rust Belt voters, the working class in America that the Democrats had truly forgotten about and flew over to go to fundraisers in L.A. and New York. It was these people that may not understand the policies that have wrecked or, you know, can't fight the policies that have wrecked their economies, their respective economies, but they see their paychecks.
Yep.
They know that their paychecks are going down. They know that their bills are going up with Obamacare, and they know that they wanted a change. And so they rejected creeping Marxism. They rejected the mainstreaming of this misery by the Democrats. And they want to work again. They want to put themselves and their communities back to work again. And that's why they elected a developer like Donald Trump.
Exactly. A businessman, a true chief executive officer. And, you know, to your point about the increasing lawlessness here, Megan, I don't know if you saw this. A total of 60 law enforcement officers have died in firearms-related incidents in 2016. This is a 67% increase since 2015, according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. I mean, and along with the attack on officers, you got 20 ambushes that have taken place. So the lawlessness has reigned, and America is saying enough already. And it's time, and this is why Donald Trump, one of the reasons why he was so effective, because he addressed something that people have been living with, the lack of law and order.
Well, and Obama has injected himself into very high-profile cases without allowing the Fourth Amendment to take its course, due process. So he has usurped due process in order to nationalize some of these, unfortunate black-on-black or cop-on-black shootings like Ferguson and Michael Brown in Baltimore, et cetera. When Florida happened, and it was the white Hispanic male. Remember,
I mentioned
white Hispanic. But now he has adopted Black Lives Matter, and he's had the leaders into the White House in a very public display. Hmm. He has talked about Black Lives Matter, and this is again, I would consider it an economic terrorist organization. They have zero interest in Black lives. It seems like they have much interest in burning down black communities and then looking for federal grants through the George Soros Foundation to rebuild these communities in their social justice image.
Yeah.
And we see this with Ferguson. Ferguson, hundreds of millions of dollars of damage, same with Baltimore. And then you look and you follow the money and you see a ton of George Soros organizations flooding these communities with money to rebuild the education system, to influence the judicial system, whereby they're to influence the regulations put on police. And you see this, nationalization trying to occur with our police. And this is just an absolute outrage. But again, this is creeping Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
This is what these folks want to do. Is unrest is a very good tool of a Marxist. In order to fundamentally transform the system, they need the angst, they need the chaos, they need the unrest in order to create the dissension against authority and in order to create the dependency on others like government.
And to reframe themselves as they're the good guys. And yet, you know, as Bill Federer explains in his book, these are the very people that started the fire in the first place. They start the fire, they run out the back door and, bring in the fire trucks and everything, and they get all the credit of being the good guys when, in fact, they were the bad guys to begin with. It is an incredible system, but they have this down, Megan. They have this down to an art.
And when you look at all of the pre-made signs at the riots and the protests, it says comrev.com, which means communist revolution. These are the bad people that are causing so much distress.
Well, and as you say, fake news, all this information is flying around. It's been said we have so much in an age of the information age that we live in. With all this information, we still know so little because we're confounded and confused with all this misinformation and fake news that's flying about. The good and bad of social media is out there, but you have to be wise and discerning, right?
Absolutely. And those that are writing fake news are telling us, like us, that we're the fake news. That's turning it on its head.
Yeah, exactly. Megan Barth from ReaganBaby.com. Thank you, Megan.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners nationwide rely on support from their family and friends to help them succeed. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 83% of entrepreneurs receive emotional, operational, and/or financial support from their loved ones. For example, 38% have received funding for their business from family or friends. The support goes beyond financial gifts or loans. More than half of small business owners say they lean on family for emotional support that helps them professionally. Sharon Miller, head of small business for Bank of America, discusses the findings.
Family and friends play a critical role in the success of their loved ones' businesses. They are providing the financial, operational, and emotional support small business owners need to achieve their business goals. Entrepreneurs are grateful for the support and are optimistic about their future growth as a result.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Your opinion does count here. We need all opinions here. This is not a, Republican, Democratic thing. This is a we thing. It's an us kind of thing. The United States of America all coming together. I got a real treat for you right now. I got a copy of this book called Game Worn. It's one of the Smithsonian books, so you know it's real special. And Game Worn is about baseball treasures from the game's greatest heroes and moments. And Stephen Wong is with us. Stephen Wong, along with Dave Grob, put this together. This is an unbelievable book. If you love baseball, you're going to want to get your hands on this book. It is treasures from the game's greatest heroes, as I said, in moments. Stunning photography, essays, research on rare game-worn uniforms that bear witness to baseball history. Stephen Wong, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Bill, privileged to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Hey, okay, putting something like this together, I mean, this is not an easy task. This isn't something you just decide one night, hey, we're going to put this together and wham, bam. I mean, this is historical. I mean, how long did it take you to assemble all this?
Well, this was a three-year project, and it was a packed 3 years because I was trying to do this during, having my day job. So
right.
It was many hours in the evening after work and all through weekends and whatnot. So it was total about 3 years. You know, this is something that Dave and I wanted to do for many, many years. And really the spark hit back in, around the summer of 2012, where we said, you know what, we just got to put pen to paper and get this thing going. And, you know, call it, you know, 3.5 years later, it finally got done.
when you two were sitting around talking about this, what did you envision?
Well, we a couple of things, you know. First of all, is that if you look at images of baseball history through photography and you know video images, documentaries and whatnot, 99% of the time they're done in black and white, and they're beautiful images, but they're black and white. And so, one of the allures about uniforms is that they were an integral part of the ballpark experience, and they were obviously, arguably, the closest connection to the player, because the player, be it Jackie Robinson, Roberto Clemente, or George Brett, wore that uniform all season long. You know, his blood, sweat, everything is in that fabric. You know, it gives it its significance. And so, you know, when Dave and I, both being very passionate about this segment of collecting, you know, no one has ever seen these uniforms before outside of the collection, call it, in the Hall of Fame. And not a lot of people can make it up to Cooperstown because it's a long way to go. I love to go, but, you know, reality is it is a long way to go, particularly for a family. And so, you know, the colors that you see, these uniforms and the styles and the fabrics that they exude and you can see in the book, you know, when they're done in color, it just adds a whole new dimension, appreciation to all those images that we've seen through so many years, you know, of the dead ball era through the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, they're all done in black and white. But when you see these things in color, you say, wow, this is aesthetically very, very eye-catching and absolutely beautiful. And so, you know, we sat down and we said, look, we want to tell the story of these beautiful artifacts a little bit through art and through some science. The art is really in the essays, the 71 essays featured, where we try to give historical context to the player who wore it. Okay, why is that? You know, who wore it? Why is it significant? What is the history behind that particular ball player who wore that jersey? Because it's the ball player who obviously invested significance in the uniform.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what he's talking about. This is like small ball from a different angle, okay? When we're starting to get into nuance like this, which is really terrific. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then we have, at the end of the book, we have a compendium section, which is terms and definitions and visual aids of everything you need to know about a uniform. And when you look at a uniform, there are many different interesting aspects of it. You know, there are special patches on the uniforms. You have piping. You have soutache plackets. You have manufacturing tags, laundry tags. You know, all sorts of things that when you look at it, you know, a person may not necessarily know the history or significance. But through the compendium, you'll be able to know everything about a uniform.
No, that's awesome. Well, even, you know, looking at the title page, the cover of the book itself, you used a Brooklyn Dodgers uniform?
That's Jackie Robinson's jersey he wore in 1952 season during home games at Ebbets Field. Needless to say, we all know who Jackie Robinson is, and, you know, to me, it was a no-brainer who should be on the cover of this book. It just so happened that Robinson's jersey from that year, as you can see from the patriotic red, white, and blue, is just aesthetically captivating. But, you know, Jackie Robinson, I think, to both Dave and me, as well as the folks at Smithsonian who so kindly helped us put this book together, it was kind of a no-brainer to put it on the cover.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it is so iconic. And with all these jerseys, and you know, you talk about the pinstripe uniforms of the New York Yankees. You know, I'm looking at Babe Ruth's road jersey from his first season with the Yankees. You know, quite the story there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, a Babe Ruth jersey in and of itself is exceedingly rare. Which is not the case for his bats, per se. His bats are quite common, but his uniforms, there's probably only 5 to 6 at most in existence in all original condition, if that. But this one in particular, which is owned by Mr. Thomas Toll, who is one of the foremost collectors in the country. You know, this jersey was worn by Ruth around the 1920 period, which, as you may know, is an extremely significant period in baseball history, Bill, coming off the Black Sox scandal.
Exactly.
You know, in 1919, when the Chicago White Sox threw the World Series to, you know, the Cincinnati Reds, and then baseball just fell off a cliff in terms of popularity because of most of the fans felt it was crooked.
Right.
Here
exactly.
comes Babe Ruth, you know, with the home run. He brought people back to the ballpark, and he wore that jersey, you know, at that critical juncture in baseball history. And it's just absolutely, you know, when I actually had the chance to hold it in my hand when I was doing
You actually held it. Oh, wow. Wow, that's
yeah,
great. Yeah.
With my photographer, I just had goosebumps.
I bet. Well, speaking of 1919, you also have Joe DiMaggio's rookie uniform. Wow.
Yeah. Well, Joe DiMaggio's rookie uniform is from 1936. That was his rookie year. This was the uniform that he wore at his first at bat on May 3rd, 1936. And, you know, needless to say, it's rookie uniforms capture a, you know, have a special allure to them. And there are a lot of rookie jerseys and uniforms that are featured in our book. But this one, obviously, is the full uniform that Joe DiMaggio wore in his first season with the Yankees. And what's significant about this uniform is that in his rookie year, in 1936 only, he wore number 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas as we all, you know, relate Joe DiMaggio with number 5.
Right, exactly.
He didn't wear number 5 until 1937,
right.
Until the end of his career. But in his rookie year, he was issued number 9.
Yeah, thank you for correcting me. I said 1919. I meant 1936, of course. He didn't go back that far. Far back,
yeah.
And of course, I'll tell you what an awesome book, and this is a must have, you know, for all baseball fans. I highly recommend it. This you will spend time with, no doubt. Smithsonian's books, Game Worn Baseball Treasures from the Game's Greatest Heroes and Moments. Stephen Wong, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. All the hard work that you and Dave put to make this all come together. It is a true gift to baseball fans all over the world.
Thanks for having me on the show, Bill. Really
okay.
appreciate it.
You take care. Stephen Wong, I'm Bill Martinez live. It is just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food and how it brings our family and friends together. This holiday season, Marie Callender's is partnering with culinary personality Kat DiOrio to help you put new twists on old holiday favorites. Love pumpkin pie? Try making pumpkin pie broiler s'mores or incorporate pie in an ice cream bar. Give your favorite side dish a modern spin by making it bite-sized. If you're in for a busy Black Friday, minimize your time in the kitchen by transforming last night's leftovers into a new, simple, yet delicious meal. Kat DiOrio, chef and lifestyle expert.
When the weather turns cool, it's the aroma of a freshly cooked meal and the people we share it with that keep us warm inside. This holiday season, try new twists on Marie Callender's timeless foods or simply gather your family and friends around Marie's fresh-out-of-the-oven pot pies, meals, and desserts. Let's make it a season to savor.
For more tips, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Well, look, all you have to remember is just a few words. If I help you, maybe they'll come back to you.
All right.
Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, in Spanish. How are you going to greet them when they get here?
Oh, buenos dias.
No, it's not quite that. It's not buenos dias. Buenos dias.
Oh, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
That's it. Oh, but you can't use it now anyway because it's night outside. You gotta say noches.
Noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
That's right. Good. How are you?
Fine. I'm a little nervous.
In Spanish, how are you?
Oh, how are you? How are you? Now, don't tell me.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Oh, here we are talking to the college professor, national motivation speaker. She does it all, the Lolo girl, the one, the only. We're talking, Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us. So how are you doing the day after? You're out of your turkey coma?
Oh, the turkey coma is just beginning because we have the turkey coma leftovers.
Oh, that's right.
Turkey leftover coma.
It comes through the entire weekend. I know. I hear you. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's Black Friday, man. We're seeing pictures already, Lauren. People are going crazy.
You cannot pay me. Listen, I did that one time,
and
I thought that I was going to be scalped with people fighting over these sweatsuits. I'll never forget it. I was like, I'm going to get trampled. I'm going to get trampled. This is not going to be a good ending. I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather just pay a smidge more and go when there's just peace and sanity. Go when nobody else is there. But I'm telling you, this is a true story. My Uncle D and my dad used to get up at 4 a.m. every single morning on Black Friday, and they would go to Walmart. And my uncle, they would wait in the car until it opened up, till the line started. And my uncle would take my dad to be his cart monitor. Because people will take stuff out of your car, especially if they're, you know, got a great deal on TVs and things like
absolutely.
That. And Dad got in trouble one time because a lady grabbed like a flat screen, or it might have been before the days of flat screen, out of the cart when Dad wasn't looking. And my Uncle Biggie's like, well, what'd I bring you for? Not minding the cart.
Exactly.
It got so bad that at one time my dad and he had walkie-talkies.
My
uncle was so into this. And my dad wasn't. He would just do it. My uncle, he'd be like, Bill, where are you, Bill? That's like I'm on aisle 4. I mean, they took it that seriously.
And my
goodness. They're like 86 and probably 83 now, so they don't do it anymore. But we used to just go, they are crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and I know that there are some people that this is a tradition. And they're, you know, and now you don't have to get up at 4 o'clock. You just stay awake. because they open these doors now. They're getting earlier and earlier. Yeah, exactly. So you got Black Friday in contrast of all these days, because you always have these days like this, you know. So today's Black Friday, and then you have the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Just get rid of Black Friday.
Get rid of it.
You could probably go a long way right there just in that. I mean, they're showing pictures on Drudge this morning. There's been a stabbing already. People are fighting over toilet paper. I mean, you know, which reminds me, one year, my brother-in-law, he had built, I think it was a Kmart that they built on St. Thomas. And back prior to Kmart coming in, it was like $4 for four rolls of toilet paper. I mean, because they commanded, and this was just the regular stores. You go to it, it's $4 for toilet paper. I mean, it's like gold. It's like, what's going on? Well, they open up a Kmart. And it was 4 hours in line just to check out, Lauren. And you saw the boats leaving.
They were doing that.
Oh, but it was hysterical because you see people leaving, in boats and all that, and they just have just cargoes of these the boats loaded up with toilet paper and just paper goods and things like that. And then of course some of the people there, they didn't understand that there was security because they haven't been used to that, and so they get tired of waiting in line, or they just say, I'll just walk out with this stuff. And so they had a paddy wagon outside the place just to, taking the people to jail, thou shalt not steal. And, so they had to suffer their consequences there. But yeah, this is kind of crazy stuff. And already we dealt with a, contentious time with people, arguing about the, post-election blues and whatever, but it is amazing. I mean, some family said, hey, look, you're welcome here, but here's the rules of engagement.
Exactly. Well, you got to have a game plan. If you don't, it could be serious business, so you have to. But what we've been talking about a lot around our house this morning is the passing of Florence Henderson. It's like we just can't believe that she passed away. And she was, like, supposedly dancing just a couple days ago, and I guess last night she was with her family for Thanksgiving, and I think she was having some chest pains, and she just went. And I'm like, man, we were talking about the Brady Bunch and how it only ran for 5 years, even though it seems like it ran for, like, 20 years. And see, they didn't get residual payback. So they didn't even know to do that. I think Andy Griffith is the only one that did that back in the day. And so all the Brady kids now are growing up going, man, we got messed over.
Yeah, exactly.
They're still playing it to this day, and they don't get any of those royalties.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. Well, that's sad news about Florence Henderson. I'm, was sorry to read that as well. As you say, because of the Brady family. I mean, many in our generation, that's what they grew up with. You know, Marcia Brady and the whole deal. I mean, to the point that they even use her as a comedy, a comedic skit. You know, for Snickers or something. Kind of deal. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was just for us. I think something from our childhood that's not there anymore, because whenever we'd see her on Dancing with the Stars or doing a commercial or Wesson Oil, remember she did that back in the day, we would go, aw, because it just gave us a good warm feeling about growing up. Mm-hmm. And she still looked fabulous.
Well,
and
she was
82.
82,
like
82 exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's the new 60, isn't it?
Well, that's what I told Robin. I said, you really don't hear people passing away that much before 90. So at 82, I was like, that's not so old anymore. I mean, my dad's 86, but she really had a great life. She really made wise choices with her career. And so that's really what we've been talking more about. Mm. We're on our way to take Christmas pictures. And if any of y'all are trying to do that, where you go ahead and you're like, what color should we wear? Let's do black and red and white this time. No, let's do the gray family. Let's do the brown. Oh my word! I'm like, we're just going to have her color.
And you're having this conversation as you're heading out the door.
We're heading out the door, and Channing needs black boots instead of brown boots. And then I can't find my scarf I need. And I mean, we're all just. I'm like, this is 2016. We have Photoshop. Let's just go.
Well, what happens is then you go in and, Shani goes, look at, I need black boots. Say, okay, we'll pick them up on the road. And then you go and you go through the added, agitation and, constriction on time to accommodate and get black boots. And then the photographer is staging the picture and puts a bear and covers her boots after all that.
Well, that's
what happens to me.
That's why we're not going to get any on the way, because I know that would happen.
And that's why you guys have to think Photoshop. You know what? They can fix any color now if you have a photographer. My husband is so great at that. Mm. People will send him messages and say, can you, like, take this person out of this picture and add this person and take, you know, slim me down like 50 pounds? And he can do all that just on a phone app, a free one.
Yes. Yeah, he's a genius in the whole deal, but he's also perpetrating all this fake news on Fakebook, you know, on Facebook, because they you know, they're thinking they're talking to somebody who is 50 pounds less and this picture brought to you by,
by
Robin Stewart. Well, you know, hey, as long as he's making money on it, right?
Yeah, I wish. If we weren't, we would be wealthy. I wouldn't even have to ever think about working again. None of us would.
Well, hey, good fun. But so you had a good time with the family. Thanksgiving was all that it meant to be, and you want it to be, and, you know, time to be grateful. I mean, your family, you know, you look back over the past years, and, you know, you've been able to avert some tragedies, you know, what happened with your cousin and everything. I mean, wow.
And I saw Will. I was going to tell you all that, but a lot of you have been praying for our nephew that was in a longboard, and kind of like, it's like a long skateboard, back in the summer, was not expected to live. I mean, they called the family in. They called my sister-in-law and brother-in-law in twice to tell him goodbye. Everybody started praying, which is a beautiful part of social media.
Yes.
Hundreds of thousands of people were praying. And
I mean, around,
pray
I mean, I,
would,
I was going in and looking on the, you know, the website where they update you on his condition and stuff. And I mean, people were commenting from all over the world, Lauren. I mean, they were so engaged with what was going on with Will.
Well, and he is doing great. So I was just with him yesterday, and we were talking about him writing a book. And this is how cool the Lord is. Like, he has no memory of any of that. And he was, like, in ICU for weeks and weeks. And then he was at Shepherd Center in Atlanta for rehab for weeks and weeks. He lost almost 50 pounds. And he was a slender young man anyway. Mm. And just to hear him tell this story, I mean, he just, I mean, he remembers getting ready to go onboarding and then waking up and looking at his parents weeks and weeks and weeks later. And so we just kept rejoicing yesterday, because all of us would look at him across the room and go, wow, he shouldn't be here. But then we had another couple with us that we're close to, that their little daughter had passed away at six. And we were just saying, you know what, on the reverse side of that, aren't we thankful to know there's heaven? Aren't we thankful to know there's something else past this to give us comfort when the Lord doesn't heal here, but heal there?
Right, exactly. And to go through these things, I just don't, you know, Lauren, and we've all had close calls, and some, you know, not so close, you know, as you say, in this particular case with this couple and a six-year-old, where, you know, I don't know how you get through it without faith, without knowing there's something else, you know. I don't know.
I think people don't.
Yeah.
I think that's why they rely on other things to pull them through, but with Lori and Julie, I mean, the Lord is what has gotten them through, because that was their only child.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
so now they're in the process of adopting, and we're real excited about that. And, you know, you do stop and go, I have so much to be thankful for. And thankfulness makes our lives better. God made us that way. When we're thankful, it changes the atmosphere.
Well, it changes, you know, beginning with yourself when you're grateful. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is why Thanksgiving is so important, because it helps us, you know, when we get away from some of the silly stuff, and, you know, which is minor in comparison, and we focus on the things that are most significant, like family, and you look around the table and you see these people in all their characteristics, including yourself, that how precious it is, isn't it? What a great
it's
time.
It's so precious. I'm going to tell you, in family, we're thankful for you today. Bill, I'm thankful for you.
There she is. Have a good one. Have a good one. Drive safe. Enjoy your pictures, okay?
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
don't know.